This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, April 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Climate versus affordability, optimism on farm bill funding, and Trump upbeat on EU deal. Affordability beats climate in legislative battle. The legislature has shot down a proposal to sue oil companies over climate disasters. Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco has built a reputation for ambitious climate bills, namely his 2023 measure requiring corporations to report on Scope 3 emissions. His latest proposal would enable insurers like California Fair Plan to sue polluters over harm suffered from climate disasters. Wiener reasoned wildfires will burn 77% more acreage over the next 30 years, leading insurance costs to skyrocket another 18%. But his colleagues have grown apprehensive about levying more costs onto businesses during an affordability crisis. Several sympathize with the opponents who argued SB 222 would increase gas prices and lead to economic instability. Several ag groups joined the opposition coalition. The affordability anxiety extended to staunch labor advocates as well. Senator Maria Elena De Rosa of Los Angeles argued the bill posed a false choice of either environmental justice or economic justice. As an example of achieving both, DeRosa mentioned her 2019 bill to abandon chlorpyrifos, though the governor undermined the effort with his own ban. Other lawmakers worried the bill would lead to, quote, too much money spent on lawyers and courts. The committee made the rare move of voting an ambitious climate bill down in its first hearing. Newsom suspends barriers for prescribed grazing. California launched an online request process to speed up vegetation management projects across the state. The governor's office said proposals could now be approved in 30 days. The suspension request platform follows through on Governor Gavin Newsom's wildfire prevention emergency proclamation from March. Project eligibility is determined by the California Natural Resources Agency and the California Environmental Protection Agency secretaries. The statewide fuels reduction environmental protection plan lists prescribed grazing among the acceptable fuels reduction measures with a few conditions attached. Remember, the California Cattlemen's Association expressing interest in working with the state to promote grazing when the emergency proclamation was first announced. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California tackles invasive mussels. California is launching a coordinated effort to fight against the invasive golden mussel, which poses a major threat to water infrastructure and water quality in the Delta. The Department of Water Resources discovered the first known case last October at the Port of Stockton. The response framework will guide state policy and local emergency response. The effort aims to prevent further spread of the species and suppress populations to minimize environmental and economic impacts. Glimmers of hope for reconciliation farm safety net boost. Congressional Republicans are still a long way from agreeing on the giant budget reconciliation bill they need to pass to enact President Donald Trump's legislative priorities. But ag policy veteran Chuck Connor says he's hopeful that the bill could be used to increase funding for Farm Bill programs. Connor is president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. He says in an interview with AgriPulse newsmakers that he's hopeful that, quote, not a lot, but a little SNAP funding could be moved over to the commodity title. If you can make that relatively minor adjustment, I think that paves the way to potentially get this farm bill done over a five-year period, he said. This week's newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Trump, 100% sure of trade deal with Europe. Trump and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni are optimistic about a possible deal between the U.S. and European Union. Trump suggests nothing is imminent. There will be a trade deal, 100%, Trump told reporters ahead of a planned lunch with Meloni. I fully expect it, and it will be a fair deal. But even though Trump's pause on country-specific tariff lasts only 90 days, he said the U.S. is in no rush to cut deals because tariffs are bringing in substantial revenues. Take note, EU trade policy falls under the European Commission's purview, but an EU spokesperson said earlier this week Meloni would convey the EU position and had coordinated with the Commission ahead of the visit. Meloni is known for having a good relationship with both the president and Elon Musk and was the only European leader to attend Trump's inauguration. She told reporters, "I'm sure we can make a deal. I'm here to help with that." USTR offers ag relief on port fees. Ag shippers are getting some relief from new port fees the Trump administration will be using to promote domestic shipbuilding. The fees won't apply to ships that arrive empty to transport U.S. commodities or to those on some shorter routes. The fees will, quote, disincentivize the use of Chinese shipping and Chinese-built ships, thereby providing leverage on China to change its acts, policies, and practices and send a critically needed demand signal for U.S.-built ships, that according to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Now keep in mind, agriculture producers had warned that the fees could impose particularly steep costs for bulk commodity exporters, given Chinese-made vessels make up more than half of all port calls from dry bulk carriers. Groups call on USDA to unfreeze funds for program for young and minority farmers. 168 agricultural organizations urging Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to unfreeze funding for a program that helps connect young and minority farmers to land and resources. A letter from the organizations says that most projects funded through the Increasing Land, Capital, and Market Access Program, quote, have been partially or fully suspended. It said some farmers who were expecting support from the projects, quote, will not be farming this year. The organizations include the National Young Farmers Coalition, the Rural Coalition, the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, and the American Farmland Trust. Take note, USDA awarded $300 million to 50 projects that help new producers with payment assistance, low-interest loans, relending programs, technical assistance, and training. Here's today's final word. The real answers may be found if lawmakers look in the mirror and ask themselves, what can I do to reduce California's self-imposed tariffs? That Michael Miller, Director of State Government Relations at the California Association of Wine Grape Growers. Miller argues in a blog post that the governor and the state lawmakers should support businesses not just by opposing tariffs, but by cutting California's regulatory costs by at least 20%. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, April 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.